The next item on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2019-02 from Bill Nelson for Senate. I believe we have, yes, we have counsel. So we welcome Mr. Wilson and Ms. Jacobs to the table. Don't know if people will have questions for you, but we appreciate your coming in to be available for us. And Mr. Winsicker.
Thank you, Chair Weintraub. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 1910A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by Bill Nelson for Senate. The requester asks whether it may use excess funds in its recount account to make a donation to a charitable organization or a transfer to a national party committee's account for recounts, contests, or other legal proceedings. The draft concludes that because the proposed donation or transfer would not be for the purpose of influencing a federal election, and the excess recount funds would be disposed of in a manner similar to how candidates may permissibly dispose of excess campaign funds under the Act, the proposal is permissible. We received no comments on the request and two on the draft. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Winsinger. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Or in light of the fact that we had some late-breaking comments, maybe I should ask Mr. Wilson and Ms. Jacobs if you would like to say anything in particular about the comments that we received, including yours.
Thank you so much, Chair. I don't have much to say. I think that the draft advisory opinion gets this legal analysis excuse me, exactly right. There were some comments submitted yesterday that we responded to that I think started to raise some questions about how exactly the party committees were permitted to spend funds, you know, from the recount and legal proceedings account. I think those aren't directly before the commission today. We would welcome additional guidance on exactly the parameters of how those accounts should function, what kind of expenditures would be permissible from any of the new accounts for the party committees. Indeed, you know, we, I think about 3 years ago, filed a petition for rulemaking. We'd welcome additional guidance from the commission on those issues. I think that, however, those questions are really not before the commission today and actually don't need to be addressed in order to answer the advisory opinion request that is before you today. I think the draft advisory opinion gets it exactly right.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from my colleagues? Well, I just like to say that I think that the other commenter did raise an important issue, which you have also raised, which is that we have yet to do a rulemaking on the changes that were the result of what we've come to call the cromnibus. And I think those are long overdue. I know this is invisible to the public, but there actually has been a fair amount of work done on that internally. The staff have prepared a draft notice of proposed rulemaking on this topic, which I recently asked to be recirculated to my colleagues in hopes that we could actually push an NPRM out the door sometime, perhaps soon. So I think these are important questions that deserve clarification. Our regulations are out of sync with the statute. Hopefully, this particular rulemaking won't be terribly controversial. I could see there might be an issue or two that might be a little bit sticky, but I think that it is largely uncontroversial that Congress changed the law, and we need to amend our regulations to reflect that. I also want to point out that the draft says in at least three different places the same thing, but it's I'll just quote from page 5, line 18 to 20, that any funds that the committee transfers to the DSCC recount account also could not be used for the purpose of influencing a federal election. And this is a statement that you have also reflected in your comments, Mr. Wilson, as a concept that you are well aware of. We don't have the DSCC in front of us today, obviously, although I think you know those guys. So this isn't really a request about what they do with the money, although there is, in fact, guidance in the AO about what they are and are not allowed to do with the money. So, you know, to the extent there's any confusion about that, which I don't think there is, you know, maybe you could do your friends a favor and point that language out to them. But given that that language is in there, I think it's pretty plain that the commission is stating that that restriction does apply to these funds, and I think that that restriction follows the funds, no matter whose pocket the money ends up in. I also think that giving the money to the DSCC recount fund has a certain logic to it, since the donors gave money to the Bill Nelson recount fund to support recount efforts on behalf of a Democratic senator. The closest analog to fulfill the intention of the donors of what they wanted their money spent on, it seems to me, would in fact be the committee that supports recount efforts on behalf of Democratic senators. So there is a certain logic to Mr. Nelson's plan. With those comments, I plan to support the draft. Are there any other comments, questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to the consideration of Draft Advisory Opinion 2019-02, Bill Nelson for Senate, I move approval of agenda document number 19-10-A, which is Draft A.
Thank you. The Vice Chairman has moved approval of agenda document number 19-10-A, draft answer to the advisory opinion request from Bill Nelson for Senate, which would become AO 2019-02. Are there any comments or questions on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 And the motion passes unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Council, and thank you, Council.